الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Respected elders and brothers, mothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, through the grace and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are going live today. We are going international today, Ajmusah. We are going international. Alhamdulillah, Radio Islam will be doing a live broadcast today, inshallah, from our masjid, Masjid al-Rahmah. Our dua is that inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our masjid a beacon of light inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this masjid a masjid of nur, a masjid of light, a masjid of mercy. And may hidayat spread to the four corners of this world from this masjid inshallah. We are also honored to have our guest from Radio Islam, Mufti Yusuf Musaji, alhamdulillah, who is a farigh of Darul Uloom Azadville. Completed the 6-year alim course. After that, alhamdulillah, he spent another 2 years doing iftar, furthering his course in the field of jurisprudence, in the field of hadith and tafsir, alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept his efforts and the efforts of Radio Islam and all those that are making effort for the spread of deen, inshallah. Let us take this honor, inshallah, to listen attentively to this talk, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and all of us the ability to practice, inshallah. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومطاعنا محمد خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وهو الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام وكان عرشه على الماء ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا صدق الله مولانا العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من صلى يرائي فقد أشرك بالله كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام Honorable علماء Respected elders, brothers in Islam, also the esteemed listeners of Radio Islam. As mu'mineen, as believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in our daily life, we engage in various acts of worship, various acts of ibadah. We perform salah, we make dhikr, we engage in the tilawah of the noble Quran, and various other actions we do in our daily life. However, from time to time, what we need to do is analyze ourselves. We need to take out some time and ponder, reflect, meditate, and look at the actions that are we doing. Have they just become rituals? Have they become traditions? Is it just utterances and observances? Or is there a spirit in it? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has warned us in a hadith and says, سَيَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٍ لَا يَبْقَى مِنَ الْإِسْلَامِ إِلَّا رَسْمُهُ وَلَا يَبْقَى مِنَ الْإِسْلَامِ إِلَّا إِسْمُهُ وَلَا يَبْقَى مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ إِلَّا رَسْمُهُ That a time will come when everything that is being done will only be done as a ritual, as a custom, as an observance. Just something that we do as our daily practice. There will be no spirit, there will be no light in what we're doing. So we need to ponder, we need to meditate, we need to reflect and look at our own actions and see where are we and where are we heading. Are we fulfilling the object for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us to this world? Allah ta'ala says in the noble Quran, وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ وَكَانَ أَرْشُهُ عَلَى الْمَاءِ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا إنا جعلنا ما على الأرض زينة لها لنبلوهم أيهم أحسن عملا In the various verses of the Noble Quran,
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala points out to something very important. And He says, I've created you so that you may do action. And not only just do action. أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا Who is the best with regards to action? Who has the best quality of action? Whose actions are of the highest caliber? Who has the greatest standard in the action? So we are not required just to do actions, but there's got to be quality in our action. There's got to be a caliber of our action. The ulama have mentioned that in the akhirah, our a'mal will not be counted, it will be weighed. We all are well of the way of the fact that amal will be weighed. وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْتَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا The scales will be placed and the good deeds and the evil deeds will be weighed. فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ Whoever's good deeds will outweigh his evil deeds, then that person will enter into Jannah. They will be blessed for him, he will not be deprived of anything. On the contrary, that person whose evil deeds will outweigh his good deeds, فَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ فِي جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدُونَ That person will be flung into Jahannam. So our deeds will be weighed. They will not be counted. If you look at the average human's life, 60 years, 70 years, in that time, if a person is regular with his salah, he may perform 80,000, 90,000 farz salah. That's besides the nafil and the sunnah salah. Similarly, if he fasts his entire life, he may perform or he may observe about 1500 to 2000 fasts in that time. He may make about 50 khatams in his life. Similarly, he would engage in many 100,000 times he would have made the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and given abundant wealth in zakat and charity. We can enumerate all those actions. However, in the akhirah, those actions will not be counted. They will be weighed. So it will not be said, so and so has performed 90,000 salahs. Instead, those salah will be given a form and will be brought to be weighed. So we are not looking at quantity, we are looking at the quality. Obviously a person has to observe that which is farz upon him. However, the quality is of utmost importance. What is the quality of our actions? Are we just doing rituals? We need to increase the quality of our actions. The ulama have mentioned that there are two ways in which a person can increase the quality of his action. أَن يَكُونَ الْعَمَلْ صَوَابًا وَأَن يَكُونَ الْعَمَلْ مُخْلِصًا لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى There are two aspects. The first is whatever we do, whatever action we are carrying out, it's got to be correct. It's got to be in the manner shown to us by Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ala minhaj sunnah. In the manner, in our, according to the sunnah tariqah. And the second is, it's got to be solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is a physical dimension, the actual carrying out of the action, and then there is a spiritual dimension, the sincerity and the qualities that one experiences within the heart. By working and making effort on both these dimensions, one would increase the quality of his action. Let's take the first aspect of doing an action in the correct manner. Whatever we do, it's got to be done in the correct manner. A simple example. A person is going to perform his Maghrib Salah. Now we're all aware of the fact that Maghrib Salah is only 3 rakats. Now this person, what he does is, he performs a wudu. And not just an ordinary wudu, he makes ihsan fil wudu. He may use the miswak. As-siwaku matharatun lil farm wa marzatun lil rab. It's a manner of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter he observes all the sunnah in nawafil. And he stands up sincerely to make the Maghrib Salah. However, instead of making 3 rakats, this person decides that Salah is such a great ibadah. One of the most important pillars of Islam. Let me make 4 rakats. And then he starts and he says, Allahu Akbar, with great sincerity, and he completes his 4 rakats. I want to increase in goodness. Before he even makes salam, that salah will be flung back into his face. Laysa ala minhaj sunnah. It's not according to the manner shown to us by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's not in the sunnah manner. Therefore, it will not be accepted. Similarly, another example, when we go to visit the Baytullah, we make tawaf of the Baytullah. Now when making tawaf, we make tawaf in such a way that our left shoulder is around the Baytullah, facing towards the Baytullah. If a person decides that I'm going to circumambulate around the Baytullah 100 times with absolute sincerity and devotion, but he goes with his right shoulder facing towards the Baytullah, will it be accepted? It's no use. He's wasting his time. He's not doing it in the correct manner shown to us by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. An incident comes to mind on this light that there is one of the books in the Hanafi Mazhab which is considered to be the most reliable books, and this is regarding Hajj, the manasik of Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Alayhi. And when he went for Hajj, then filled by the ecstasy of the Kaaba and the spirituality, he was totally lost. And he started making tawaf with his right shoulder towards the Kaaba. So someone seeing him said, "Oh fool, you are making with your right shoulder to the Kaaba. Why don't you read the book of Mullah Ali Qari?" He says, "What you mean? I wrote that book. It sounds far-fetched." However, that was the ecstasy, that was the spirituality that they experienced when they went to the Baytullah. Now we go, we visit time and again to the Baytullah. We go there, we perform Umrah, we perform Hajj. When we come back, we are in that same condition. We go with tourist visas, and all when we've come back, we've only seen a few places. And we're on that same position that we were before. What were you thinking when you were there? Islam is not for time and for places. You may have enjoyed yourself spiritually over there. However, that's not good enough. You've got to bring that back into your life. So coming back to the point, that every action of deen, as has been illustrated, if it's not done in accordance to the Sharia, if it's not done in the correct manner, no matter with what sincerity, with what devotion it is done, it will not be accepted. Many times we hear people saying, when they've done something wrong, they say, "Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. You will forgive me." Indeed, Allah is Ghafoor Rahim, and not only Ghafoor Rahim, He has 99 names of compassion and mercy. He will forgive you. However, know and understand that it is an obligatory duty upon every mu'min for him to acquire the knowledge that pertains to him in his daily life. So there's no excuse of ignorance. If you've done something against the Sharia, then it is because of your ignorance. You haven't acquired that knowledge that you were supposed to. So you do not have an excuse. Moving on to the second aspect of adding quality to our amal, and that is that we do our actions solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Solely to seek the pleasure of Allah. Man salla yuraiya faqad ashraka billah. A simple example, a person performs salah, but it is to show others, then faqad ashraka billah. This person has committed shirk, polytheism. Every action that we do is solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned in the book Lu'lu'u al-Mansur that on one occasion, Muhammad ibn Munkadir, who was amongst the great scholars of Medina, he entered Masjid Nabawi with the intention of supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The people of Medina had experienced drought and famine, and they were experiencing difficult times, and he went to the Masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the sole intention of making dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate the difficulty that the people of Medina are experiencing. When he came in the masjid, he found that there was a person sitting in the corner with his head bowed down. And he was supplicating to Allah. And he was saying that, "Oh Allah, indeed, the people of Medina has experienced difficulty. And oh Allah, I take a qasam on your name that indeed you will alleviate the problems of the people of Medina and send down rain on the people of Medina." He was taken back that this person is taking a qasam on Allah and saying that indeed you will send down. However, he left it at that. And very soon the two of them went out and he found that it started raining in Madinatul Munawwarah. He says that, "I knew all the scholars and all the awliya of Allah in Madinatul Munawwarah. However, I was unaware of this person." He's taken aback. He made dua, he supplicated to Allah, and the dua was accepted immediately. He was mustajab da'wat. So he says, "I followed this person to his home. And he had already reached there. Very shortly I came and knocked on the door and asked for permission to enter. He granted me that permission. And when I entered his house, I found that he was living a life of austerity. He was living a life of difficulty. And his house was very simple. And he was busy crushing wheat for himself to eat. says, seeing his situation, I was taken aback. And then I said to him that I witnessed the entire incident that occurred in the masjid. And if you want, I can provide for your sustenance, and then you can free yourself to engaging in the dhikr and the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you want, I will free you, and then you can engage in the zikr and the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there will be no disturbance in your life. This person said, whatever occurred in the masjid, do not ever mention it to any person. Do not mention that incident, for people will start to consider me as a pious person. So Muhammad ibn Munkadir rahmatullah alayhi, he said, okay, fine, I'll grant you that. This person was happy. However, very soon after that, he started packing his bags, ready to leave Medina. Muhammad ibn Munkadir was again taken back and said, I promised I will not mention it to anyone. He says that you will not mention it to anyone. However, when you're walking in the streets of Medina, and perchance your gaze falls on me, then in your heart you will think that that is a pious person. And I cannot bear for you to think that I'm a pious person. Therefore, I'm leaving Medina. This person packed up his stuff and he moved off to anonymous destination and without anyone recording his name. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. My salah, my zakat, my standing before Allah, the hajj that I perform, لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Only for Allah alone. I do not want any fame, no recognition, no matter how much I do, how much I donate, I do not want anything. The biggest problem that we have is the problem of the ego. Pride within ourselves, wanting to be recognized. A small thing like someone parks and blocks you, or someone does something that you feel is infringed on your rights, and then you say, who does he think? I'll show him who I am. The ego. Inna salati wa nusuki, everything I do is for Allah alone. Similarly, another incident is mentioned by the ulama.
Sorry, respected elders and brothers. Honor just spoke about the parking, and we've got two vehicles that are blocking the parking lot. One is XBJ678GP, the other WVV197GP that is parked on the corner of Ingalele and Berry Hetzo. The bus needs to come past. You are blocking the traffic. Kindly remove your vehicle. Jazakumullah.
Respected brothers, continuing with the second incident. And this was when the Muslim army had conquered Sham, Syria, and the surrounding areas, and now had moved on to Iran. Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was the commander of the Muslim army. He was in charge of the Muslim army, and his usual habit was to lead the army from the front. However, because of some sickness, the sickness of Irqun Nasab, the degeneration of the spinal cord, he was unable to lead the army from the front, and he remained at the back in his tent. On one occasion, when he was sitting in his tent, one person came into the army, one Muslim into his tent, a soldier from the Muslim army came into his tent and greeted him and sat down. Sa'd then inquired with regards to his general well-being, upon which he responded in the affirmative and said everything was good and everything was okay in his life. And then he took out something which was wrapped up in a cloth. And he unwrapped it and presented it to Sa'd. And there it was, the crown of the Emperor of Persia. A gold crown encrusted with gems and jewels. He presented it to Sa'd and he said, I'm giving this to the Baitul Mal, to the public fund, to the public treasury. So Sa'd accepted this and thanked him. Now at that point of time, the Muslim army had become huge. And there were many individuals who were in the army, and therefore Sa'd was not acquainted with every individual in the army. So this person stood up to leave. Sa'd asked him that, before leaving, dear brother, why don't you let me record your name down? You've given a huge donation to the Baitul Mal. Let me record your name down. At a later stage in your life, we may give you some remuneration, some recompense for this a big charity or this big donation that you've given to the Baitul Mal. this person stood up and said, there's no need to record it over here when the angels above the heavens have already recorded it. There's no need to record it over here when the angels above the heavens have already recorded it. And he stood up and left. Lillahi ta'ala. The action was solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ulama mentioned, when you do something and someone praises you upon that and you get greatly impressed by the praise, then understand that you have a deficiency in your sincerity in you. Similarly, you do an action of deen and someone criticizes you because of that and you become depressed and you're taken back because of the criticism, then also understand that there is a deficiency in your sincerity. Mawlana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi, who was the disciple of Haji Imdadullah, he wrote to him and said that, oh Haji Imdadullah, now I've experienced a situation when someone praises me and someone criticizes me, it has an equal effect on me, meaning no effect on me. Haji Imdadullah said to him, now you attain the condition of sincerity. So that is sincerity, my dear brothers. When you do an action, it is solely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do add quality to our actions. Do it in the correct manner and do it solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we will be moving forward in our deen. In this dunya, we want progress. We want to be moving forward. We want advancement. Why is it in our with regards to our deen? Then we are not moving forward. Or if we are moving forward, we're not moving in the same pace that we're moving with the dunya. In some instances, we are stagnating or we are retrogressing. We need to be moving forward. We need to be advancing in our deen. Has the time not come? أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Allah Ta'ala addressing every mu'min, every person, is saying, has the time not come for you to soften your heart to the remembrance of Allah? Has the time not come for you to improve yourself in your deen? Bala, indeed, Ya Allah. We are turning, we are surrendering to your call, Ya Allah. May Allah Ta'ala give us the ability to practice upon all that was said. May Allah Ta'ala give us the ability to increase in our sincerity, increase the quality of our amal, together with increasing our amal, increase the quality and the caliber, the standard of our amal. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khairi khalqi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا فنحمده حمدا كثيرا كلما يحمد الحامدون ونشكره شكرا جميلا كلما يشكره الشاكرون ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له شهادة تنفعنا يوم القيامة يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي يقبته الأولون والآخرون صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه صلاة وسلاما دائمتين متلازمتين إلى يوم يجمع الأولون والآخرون أما بعد فيا أيها الناس أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون ويقول الله عز وجل وهو الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام وكان عرشه على الماء ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وقال تعالى إنا جعلنا ماء الأرض زينة لها لنبلوهم أيهم أحسن عملا صدق الله مولانا العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إنما الأعمال بالنيات وإنما لامرئ ما نوى وقال تعالى وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من صلى يرائي فقد أشرك بالله. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نعمتان مغبون فيهما كثير من الناس الصحة والفراغ. وقال أيضا بادروا بالأعمال الصالح فستكون فتن كقطع الليل المظلم يصبح الرجل مؤمنا ويمسي كافرا ويمسي مؤمنا ويصبح كافرا يبيع دينه بعرض من الدنيا. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام هذا وأحثكم على طاعة الله وطاعة الرسول ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد خسر وغوى. استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فيا فوز المستغفرين ويا نجاة التائبين.
اللهم صل وسلم سيد وجمال وتفكر وبارك في جلالك وكمالك على زين عبادك وعزر عبادك سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وصحبه وسلم وسلم ورضي الله تبارك وتعالى كل صحابة أجمعين.
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد خسر وغوى. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضي الله تعالى عنهم وعن كل الصحابة أجمعين. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فبغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى من الفعل والقول والنية والهدي إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وجعلنا منهم. عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. واذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجيب لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وعز وجل وهم وتم وأكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقم الصلاة.
The owner of a silver gold Audi registration DXK053NW DXK053NW, you're blocking the entrance gates of a driveway in Mariko Road. The person needs to come out urgently from his house. You are blocking the driveway. DXK053NW, silver gold Audi, please remove your car. Respected elders and brothers, this is one aspect that we really need to improve on. Really, it hurts me to stand here. It's very embarrassing for me to stand here and read out registration plates of those brothers that are blocking the way. This is not the way as Muslims. We need to be careful that through our hands, through our tongues, through our actions, we don't chase people away from the fold of Islam. So let us take cognizance of this and let us try to improve on this aspect, please. This is the last time that I'm going to stand here and make these announcements.
الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة. قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل على محمد كلما ذكر الذاكرون، وصل على محمد كلما غفل عن ذكر الغافلون. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن اليقين ما تهون علينا مصائب الدنيا، ومتعنا بأسمائنا وأبصارنا. اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا وأصلح ذات بيننا، واهدنا سبل السلام، ونجنا من الظلمات إلى النور، وبارك لنا في أسمائنا وأبصارنا. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا كاملا ويقينا صادقا وعملا متقبلا. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة، إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير كل ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر كل ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.